sometime we'd have a little basket, you know, with a lid on it, and put it in a basket. But most time we carried it in a tin bucket, dinner bucket, they called it. Mm-hmm. And there was a little room there with shelves in it. Everybody set his dinner bucket up in there till dinner time. Went out and sat down somewhere out in the shade and eat.
Well, what time in the morning did
school? Well, we'd go to school at 8 o'clock, and we'd get off at 4. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of long hours, longer than they have now.
Yeah. Well, what did you carry in your dinner bucket? What kinds of things did you have for?
Well, we carried baked potatoes and fried meat, and my mama would cook sweet bread. A lot of times it was made out of syrup and biscuit and things like that. We didn't have cake all the time like people has now. Mm-hmm. And later on we'd have sandwiches, mm-hmm. peanut butter or something, jelly, mm-hmm. something like that.
Like people still have for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, how can you tell me about how the school year went? I mean, did you start in September? Or?
No, they weren't but 6 months of it. Mm-hmm. But we usually started in September and then got out. Maybe it was October when we started, but we didn't have it.
That's how I remember, you know, you weren't good in arithmetic.
No, I learned 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. 12 grades in 9 months. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have it 6 months.
Did you enjoy school?
No, I didn't.
That's right, I remember playing. You told you weren't good in arithmetic.
I weren't. I never did enjoy school. Never did enjoy going to school. Because uh-huh. I just couldn't. When it got up in fractions, I couldn't work them. You know, I was slow in arithmetic.
Well, was your mother pretty strict about making you go to school?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to go where we liked it or not. Mm-hmm. And when we come home during farming season, we had to get out of our clothes and go pull cotton or whatever might be in the field to do. We worked. Because my daddy was not a wealthy man, and he had 8 children, and we had to all had to work and do our part what we could. Mm-hmm. And in the fall, we'd pick our own cotton, and then we'd get out in the neighbor's field and pick cotton, you know, to make money to help buy school clothes and mm-hmm. whatever we needed. Mm-hmm. But my daddy didn't send us by ourselves. He went with us. Uh-huh. Worked with us.
Let's see. If somebody goes to college, you say he went to college and got a good
education.
Okay. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Pretty good.
When a child is about 5 or 6 years old, he enters the
first grade.
Okay, fine. And when he goes to school these days, he sits at a
desk is what I used to sit at.
Okay. Would you tell me what the desk looked like?
Well, it was a homemade desk. Mm-hmm. Just a long desk and homemade seats. And there was a drawer under here to keep your books in. Uh-huh. And up on the top, you could write. There's a place to write. Mm-hmm. But it was all homemade. It was long desk. It was from more than one. You know, it was 3 or 4 would sit at one desk.
Mm-hmm. And about how many of them were there in the schoolroom?
Oh, anywhere from 35 to 40 or long there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the school. Yeah, it was like
yeah.
And then how many desks were there in the room?
Well, I don't know the number, but they'd be enough for all of them to sit to have one to sit.
Uh-huh. But you mean it was like a long table,
yeah,
kind of thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. They'd be about 4 to the desk. Mhm. And they were homemade.
Okay. After a person gets out of high school, sometimes he goes on to
college.
What do you call a building that has a lot of books in it?
A library.
Okay.